Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 23, 1805. A visit from the clerks. The two clerks of the Northwest Company arrived yesterday, and today visit the captains, along with the second chief of the Minatari.
A cloudy day. Visited by Messrs. LaRoque and McKenzie, and the second chief of the Big Bellies, the White Wolf, and many other Minataris. We gave a medal, some clothes, and wampum to the second chief, and delivered a speech, which they appeared well pleased with. In the evening the men danced. Mr. Gisome displeased. Captain William Clark, March 23, 1805.
Well, of course he was displeased. He didn't get a medal or any gifts. The captains didn't think too much of Gisome, as past narrations have mentioned, and Clark couldn't help making this little dig. Referring to the second chief of the Big Bellies, the White Wolf, and many other Minatari, it is unclear whether the second chief and White Wolf are the same person or not. White Wolf is presumably Man-Wolf Chief, son of Cherry Grows on a Bush. Another possibility is that he's the brother of Le Borgne, or Chief One-Eye, who also arrived and visited that day. As mentioned yesterday, Nicholas Biddle, the first editor of the journals, made notes and corrections right on the original manuscripts. Some of these corrections involved the dates of the entries for the next few days. Biddle actually crossed out Clark's dates and changed them by one day through March 30. Moulton, in his edition of the journals, dated the entries as Clark did, and this program follows that convention. Tomorrow, swans and geese migrating north.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.